6 years ago, on November 9th, Michael Bell's son was shot in the head by a police officer in his backyard. Bell is a retired Air Force colonel who flew bombing missions over Baghdad in the first Gulf War. He describes what happened when his son was pulled over for drunk driving and speeding in front of his own house. Bell says initially his son resisted arrest and the struggle with officers ended up in the backyard.
He was bent over, held down by two police officers, and a third police officer ran up, placed a gun to his temple, and fired one deadly shot.
Another father, Dean Henning, a retired police detective from Janesville, describes a similar scenario that led to the death of his son, Garrett, in 2003. It took place in the parking lot of a Janesville stop-and-go shop. Henning says this is how an eyewitness described what happened.
They took Garrett out of the car and told him he was under arrest, and Garrett said, for what? And they wouldn't tell him, so he just started walking away. So then they all attacked him and started kicking him, pepper spraying him, beating him, took him to the ground.
According to court documents, what happened next is that one of the police officers dropped his gun and it ended up under Garrett, and according to police, possibly in Garrett's hand as he lay under two police officers. Henning says according to an eyewitness, the next thing that happened was one of the officers drew his weapon and shot Garrett in the chest. An hour later, Henning learned his son had been shot and went to the hospital.
My wife and I spent almost three and a half hours holding my son's hand and praying with him, and he didn't say anything during that whole time except for, I love you, Dad.
A cautionary note, these are the stories of two grieving fathers. Official police reports in both these incidents found that the police shootings were justified. In both of these cases, police testified that both young men tried to grab an officer's gun during a struggle when the fatal shots were fired. It's what happened after the shots that troubles Michael Bell.
Within 2 days after the shooting, before the crime lab report was in, before the autopsy was complete, before the eyewitness statements were even taken, co-workers of the officers involved completed a review and cleared themselves of any wrongdoing.
It was the same in the Hennings case. Both fathers want the law changed to require an outside investigation of any and all police shootings. Bell wants the Attorney General to appoint a panel of senior or retired police chiefs to do that.
So if a negative decision is handed down, the police community can't go back and say, who are these guys? No, this is the senior law enforcement within the state of Wisconsin coming down with a decision that says, what happened here is incorrect and we need to train differently.
Current state statute requires police officers to train annually for the use of lethal force. Here's what a recent night training session sounded like for Dodge County Sheriff deputies. An officer is standing in a field behind an abandoned car with four balloons floating inside it to represent a driver and his potentially hostile passengers. Then the trainer beside him yells,
guy in the back's reaching underneath! Pull the gun! Gun! Gun!
Put your hands where I can see him!
He's pointing the gun! Pointing the gun!
And the balloons pop. Madison Police Chief Noble Ray says training similar to this should be sufficient as long as it emphasizes that officers should only use lethal force when their life or another person's life is in imminent danger. And as to a mandated outside investigation after every lethal shooting,
I would strongly oppose a mandate.
But Ray says there is room for improvement in how such incidents are analyzed.
There probably should be a clearinghouse in the state of Wisconsin where someone is tracking these. Someone is looking for patterns and trends. Even if it was a justified shooting, that goes somewhere and someone is saying, you know, reviewing it, how can you improve?
Kenosha State Representative Peter Barka has asked the Legislative Council to study the need for possible changes in the law that covers investigations of the use of lethal force by police. But any such study won't begin until at least 2012. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.